Welcome back to Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and a pleasure to be joined again by Desi Tobias with the local law firm Tobias, McCormick & Comer. Desi, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Dalton. Good to see you again.
So I'm learning new stuff. Once again, every time you come into the studio, I'm learning something new. And I've always wondered, you know, if I get into an accident with someone else and that person flees the scene, or if they don't have insurance, you know, what happens next? I've thought about that, and you have a bit of an answer here in uninsured motorist coverage. Tell me, what is uninsured motorist coverage?
Uninsured motorist coverage is provided by law in Alabama. There's a statute that requires it to be in every policy of automobile liability insurance. And what that does is it provides coverage in the event that you're injured by a motor vehicle that has no insurance or does not have enough insurance. And that is broadly applied. It could be if there's a hit and run, that's still an injury, somebody you don't even know, still an injury by an uninsured motor vehicle. It could be if you're a pedestrian, you're still hit and injured by a uninsured or underinsured motor vehicle. It provides additional coverage to whatever is already existing from the other side's liability insurance to cover your bodily injuries.
And the law is, well, I don't know if the law is handled differently in Alabama, but Alabama certainly goes about this a different way than a lot of states.
Well, Alabama's statute requires it to be in every policy. And the law is strictly construed. The policy of insurance that's issued in Alabama has to comply with the statute. So it has to be there in that form unless you reject it. And it's something that you shouldn't reject. It's generally a very cheap coverage. It's not that expensive. And you have to explicitly reject it in writing, or else it's going to be in that policy of insurance.
So if you don't have that coverage, if you waive it in writing, like you said, and something like this happens to you, then I guess you're kind of, lost, right?
You are lost. In the instance of a phantom vehicle who you don't even know who they are, you're not covered. The other person may have no insurance, or they can comply with the law and only have $25 or $25,000 in liability insurance, the minimum limits, and you could have catastrophic injuries. So certainly look at your policy. There's something on every declarations page. It has a U, and that's generally what tells you what your uninsured motorist limits are, the U down at the bottom of it. So look at that. Make sure you have it. I would talk to your agent or your insurer and ask them, how much can I get? Because it's generally inexpensive compared to the benefit it could provide in a situation like that.
If you're just tuning in, talking with Desi Tobias with Tobias, McCormick & Comer. And at TMC, you guys have a ton of experience working cases that range, you know, all kinds of different situations that you've seen. And I'm sure you've worked cases that involve uninsured motorist coverage. Tell me about one or a couple of those.
Yeah, we've done a number of them through the years. We've just recently had one where somebody was riding a bicycle, badly injured, and thankfully she had sufficient coverage to cover in excess of what the other driver had. There's a real interesting case. We call it, it was a phantom vehicle case. Somebody was driving on I-10 and two cars were racing. He was in a cylinder truck, our client was. He was coming home from work after a long day. Those cars forced him off one side of the road, then he went off the other and couldn't even be seen from the highway. There was a good Samaritan who happened to see it, and she called 911 and kept her eyes right where that happened. He may not have been found until the next day. A very violent collision. He was ejected from his vehicle. But his employer had uninsured motorist coverage, and that applied. He also had his own coverage on his vehicles, and they covered it even though he was in his employer's vehicle. And we ultimately had to try that case. The other side contended that perhaps he just fell asleep. There was That was their version. So thankfully the jury saw it our way.
Yeah. Wow. And every time you tell me about a case that you've worked at Tobias McCormick and Comer, I'm just picturing it's so personal for every single person that comes to you looking for help. I mean, that happened to them or someone they know or love. And it's so important that your representative, in this case, you or someone else at Tobias McCormick and Comer, you want them to take that same passion that they have and help them out. And I know you guys do that at TMC, and it's clear just from the knowledge you've displayed on this uninsured motorist coverage, which I knew nothing about until you came in here. You guys really study down on these things.
Yeah, thank you. We do. Whatever the case may be, we do other types, product liability cases. We do maritime work. We do general injury cases. But we like to know a lot about the law. We give it all we have to our clients. We want to do the best we can, and we take it very seriously.
So someone out there that to kind of recap, if they're going out to buy car insurance, or maybe they're thinking they need to call their coverage, call the people that cover them today and make sure that they have it. How does that work with the family? If you have multiple vehicles, uninsured motorist coverage, you need to ask and make sure you have it, right?
That's correct. You need to make sure you have it. The law, which the policies must comply with, says that you have a separate limit for each policy or each automobile on the policy.
Okay.
So if you have three vehicles, up to three, it stacks. So, and that gets a little confusing, but the point is that unless you reject it and you're going to have that coverage, and you should just call them to see you got it, that you got as much as you possibly can.
Well, something like that could happen when anyone is least aware. So it's great that you're bringing this to our attention. If all of this sounds too familiar to someone listening out there and they want to call Tobias McCormick and Comer and see if they have a case, or maybe it's something entirely different that they that they've experienced an injury doing, or a product they've gotten that didn't work the right way and left someone injured, how do they call and ask you and get a free consultation?
Yeah, sure. Call us at 251-432-5001.
And the website is great, too. I've got to tell you, I just watched a video earlier. You and Brian Comer just loaded one up talking about this on your YouTube page. I loved that. But the website has all kinds of great information as well.
Correct. TMCLawyers.com.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning, Desi. Always enjoy when you come into Mobile Mornings, and really appreciate it.
Thank you. Good to see you again, Dalton.
Good to see you. That's Desi Tobias with the law firm Tobias McCormick & Comer. And that does it for today's episode of Mobile Mornings. Coming up, the Jeff Poor Show in just a few minutes. Stay tuned right here on FM Talk 106.5.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.